From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State extremists. Abadi spoke in Baghdad after unscheduled talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who has sought to ease rising tensions between Turkey's Sunni leadership and al-Abadi's Shiite government. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office, should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia on Saturday. During a rally in Pittsburgh, Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by the party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
This is VOA News. Fighting in Yemen with government forces and their Saudi-led allies battling Houthi rebels backed by Iran raged from Friday into Saturday on the